Proclamation number 5521 of 31st of October, 1952. Joint work from the spiritual and earthly realms before the end. Whatever can still contribute to the soul's maturity in the lost days before the end has been planned since eternity in my plan of salvation, which is meant for the spiritual soul's return to me. And even though the blessings are not utilized on earth, the souls in the beyond also benefit from them if they are willing, and I have also thought of these souls and again give them the opportunity to ascend. For I also foresaw from eternity the predicament these souls are in shortly before the end of earth, because countless souls leave earth immaturely and are now accepted by a dense dark sphere in the spiritual kingdom, where they would be helpless and abandoned if they were not offered help. To bring light into these dark spheres, to let sparks flash again and again, that is intended in my plan of salvation from eternity, and I also recognized from eternity that and how the willingness of earthly people to help is used to help these souls to the light. I have known about everything since eternity, and therefore everything will come about as it is predetermined, because I have known about people's will since eternity and have also shaped my plan accordingly. For the souls can also work helpfully on people again from the spiritual kingdom if the former have gained a certain realization and can then also mentally convey this again to the people on earth who are now entrusted to their care. Connection between the souls has existed since the primeval beginning, and precisely this connection allows and guarantees a successful influence from earth to the beyond and vice versa. Work which was not completed on earth can still be done in the beyond and also lead to a successful result, because actually no limits exist, spiritually speaking, and yet it is spiritual work which is and shall be done. And there are connections which are still unknown to people on earth but which are clearly recognized in the spiritual kingdom and spur them on to eager work. That is why it is often a great blessing when immature souls are called away from earth in order to attain a certain realization in the spiritual kingdom, which then enables them to progress and successfully work on souls entrusted to them, which still dwell on earth and are now more accessible to the instructions given to them by their fellow human beings due to the spiritual influence. Every person can attain faith if only he is taught in the right way, if the teacher knows how to win his trust, to overcome his resistance. But this always requires spiritual influence. The soul must first be touched by a strength of love which reduces its resistance. And this strength of love is often emanated by souls in the spiritual kingdom to their associated people and thus ensures the success of a person on earth who proclaims my gospel to the unbelievers. The connection from the spiritual kingdom to earth exists without interruption, but it is particularly blessed in the lost days because the work of salvation shall be continued on the souls which depart from this earth immaturely, and because the cooperation of spiritual beings and people signifies a redemptive work of greatest success which is constantly blessed by me. For the last days demand increased activity in order to separate the spirits. In order to bring light to the beings of darkness and freedom and bliss to those who are of good will. Amen.